Hey folks, dive into an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted. Here, we sit down to the real, raw essence of navigating this roller coaster called life. Sherry leads at the helm, guiding you through the stories, insights, and a whole lot of heart. This spot, it's where we embrace the mess, the beauty, and everything in between. From personal growth to self-love, we're getting into it all with a side of laughs. So grab something cozy and let's jump in. Welcome to your new favorite hangout for life's unscripted adventures.
Hey, welcome back to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted, the podcast where we dive headfirst into the messy, beautiful, and wholly unpredictable journey of life. I'm your host, Sherry Lead, here to navigate the highs, the lows, and everything in between right alongside you. Today, we're embarking on something really special, something that hits close to home for me, a series that's all about finding happiness in the chaos. Now, why am I choosing to tackle happiness amidst chaos? Let me lay it out for you. As many of you know, I'm in the thick of some major life upheaval myself. I'm navigating a divorce after 26 years of marriage, getting my house ready to sell, and facing the big questions of things like, where am I going to live in the upcoming months? There's a good chance I bet I'll be renting for a while, and I haven't rented for decades. I'll be giving myself some space to breathe and explore where I really want to put down roots. In the midst of all this, I'm also a mom to young adult kids who are on their own path, navigating not just the change in our family dynamics, but also finding their place in the world. And not to mention being the caretaker for two big dogs, two big lovable dogs. My friends, they're looking at me amidst this whirlwind of change and uncertainty. And quite frankly, some of them are baffled. They're asking me if I'm really am okay. They're asking how I can be so happy right now. And many have pointed out that I'm hitting a couple of those really top high life stress items. And you want to know how I'm managing all this? It's because I know what happiness is, and I am truly happy. Now, before we dive deeper, let's talk about something that's been on my mind this week. This past week, I read a report that the recent happiness index scores showed the U.S., our country, falling out of the top 20 happiest countries in the world. And that struck a chord with me, especially since I just finished last year traveling to all 50 states. And this current political climate and the divide in our nation, it proves to be a sad state of affairs. It's not altogether surprising, actually not surprising at all. And I think it's something that I believe we need to address, especially as we gear up for this election year. If you remember last year, our Surgeon General issued a mandate recognizing that our country has an epidemic of loneliness. And that really hurts when you think about that, when we think about our neighbors, our friends, our family experiencing this sense of loneliness. So what is this podcast series about? This is about finding that kernel of happiness, that spark of joy, even when the world seems upside down, even when your life seems upside down. It's not about the perfect job, the dream house, or even the ideal partner. Happiness isn't waiting at the end of some achievement rainbow. And trust me, I just like all of us, I've chased the American dream. That's what led me to law school. But happiness isn't waiting at the end of this achievement bubble. It's about embracing life's messiness, its imperfections, and finding beauty in the raw, unscripted moments. So over the next 5 weeks, we're going to explore happiness from all angles. And guess what? This series will coincide with me getting my house ready to list, offering you a real-time glimpse into my journey through significant changes and stresses. Each week, I'll possibly share a personal story of where I found happiness amidst the upheaval. And I'll share these stories not to brag because I'm doing this, but to offer you a new perspective on how you can experience the world when you see it through those rose-tinted glasses. And when I say this, this isn't about pretending life is rosy and sometimes things don't absolutely suck. This isn't about turning a blind eye to problems. It isn't about sugarcoating life's traumas. This is about reshaping and reinventing yourself and recognizing that you have the ability to be happy even during the most difficult times. And in doing so, if you're able to do this, it allows you to, one, not feel stuck, which I think is one of the worst feelings in the world when you feel stuck, like you have no choice. It allows you to not have that feeling. It also allows you to see opportunity in the chaos. And you know what? Even laugh at some of those WTF moments. And trust me, I have those on the daily right now. Here's what I've got lined up for you. Week one, which will be next week, you're worthy of happiness. We'll dive into self-worth and how recognizing your own value is the first step towards finding happiness. Week two, cultivating happiness in your family. Here, we'll explore the dynamics of family life and how to foster happiness within those foundational relationships. Week three, happiness through friendships. This is my sweet spot here. Friendships can be a tremendous source of joy. And we'll discuss how to nurture these relationships, how to nurture these connections, and even how to find new friendships. Week four, happiness in work or volunteerism. Making a difference, making a positive impact in what you can do can be incredibly fulfilling. We'll look at how engagement in work or volunteering can boost your happiness, your daily happiness. Week five, happiness in romantic relationships. I don't know why I always leave the romantic relationships as the last of any of these series. I think that's me being a hopeless romantic, and it's kind of like the cherry on top. But these complexities and joys of romantic relationships can greatly affect our happiness. We'll tackle how to find and cultivate happiness within them.
Hold up, team. Quick heart to heart. Loving what you're hearing? Hit that subscribe button. It's a small click for you, but a giant leap for our community. Feeling extra awesome? A review would be stellar. It's how we spread the love, reaching more ears, and keep this conversation going. Big thanks for making this space even more special. Now let's roll back into the goodness of today's chat.
Welcome back. As we embark on this series, my goal is to be as open and honest with you as possible. I'll be sharing not just the highs, but also the lows, the moments of doubt, and the surprising bursts of joy that come when you least expect them. This journey is about more than just my story. It's about all of us, navigating the imperfections of life together and discovering that happiness isn't a destination. It's a way of traveling. So, stick with me as we dive into these topics, share laughs, possibly shed a few tears, and ultimately find that thread of happiness, that thread of happiness that I believe can be found each and every day of our lives. Remember, we're in this together. Life is unscripted, and it's about staying happy, staying real, and embracing the beauty of being imperfectly perfect. So until next week, I'm signing off, Sherry Lead. I'm signing off from An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. This week, try your best to stay happy, stay real, and never forget, no matter how tough the road might seem, there's always a way to find happiness in the chaos. Keep living, keep loving, and let's keep making the most out of this incredible journey together.
And that's a wrap on today's journey with An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Massive thanks to Sherry Lead for dropping wisdom, sharing laughs, and keeping it 100% real. Remember, it's those imperfectly imperfect moments that truly define us. Excited for more? Stay tuned by hitting subscribe and sharing your thoughts with a review. Inspired to dive deeper? Sherry's here to light the way. Check out animperfectlyperfectlife.com for a chat with her. Keep rocking those imperfections with pride, folks. Until next time, keep writing your story with guts, love, and a bit of daring. Catch you on the next episode.